Welcome to episode 349 of the 8-Bit Geek. Yes, we're back to your regularly scheduled program. No more top fives and that everybody loves to hate. Well, I think, I don't know, we don't really get that bad reception. I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, I was gonna say, no one really jumped on us about it. I think it was quite successful.
It's pretty good. But if this is your first time listening, let me tell you what listening to the show is like. It's a lot like hiring Ricky Gervais. How do you say his last name? Is it Gervaisis?
Gervais.
Gervais. Ricky Gervais for the Golden Globes. It's brash. It's in your face and very controversial. But when you get past that, there's also a lot of heart. I'm Jeremy. And with me are the two men who were hired to watch Epstein the last night he was alive.
Oh, God.
Damn. Can we legally say our names?
Yeah, I don't know if we can legally say our names. Because we're definitely under investigation for leaving him.
We probably shouldn't
alone
be talking about this.
And then somehow deleting the footage, the security footage.
Yeah, I think it's probably a classic Kev move where he tripped over the wire to the server room.
While it was updating, so remember, you never turn something off while it's updating. Oops. I'm Kevin.
I'm Doug.
Oh, man, oh, man. Oh, it's fun times. There's a lot going on this week. We had the Golden Globes, which, if you guys didn't watch it, had Mr. Ricky just destroy Hollywood with his opening monologue.
Yeah.
Every time I say Ricky, I keep thinking of like Ricky Martin. I'm like, what is Ricky Martin up to?
I keep thinking of Ricky the Rat.
Oh, look at that. That's a throwback.
What boy? I fucked Hollywood.
Oh, God.
Accurate.
So, yeah, man. Did you guys watch any of the Golden Globes? I watched most of it.
I watched some of the highlights
this morning.
Yeah. So, Joaquin Phoenix was great. He's so socially awkward, but he was just like, I don't mean to rock the boat, but the boat's already fucking rocking.
Yeah,
that was good shit. Most people did. I loved the actor who won, and I already forgot his name. And he went up stage and he goes, this is great. Y'all don't know who I am, but this is great. Thank you so much. Y'all didn't watch my show. I know it. He goes, but I appreciate the award.
I mean, someone must have watched the show because he won.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, exactly. Thank you, Hollywood Foreign Press or whatever.
Overall, it was a pretty good show. I enjoyed it. I still don't understand why they cram everyone into that tiny ass hotel. And it's gotta be just tradition at this point, because it's a tiny space, and trying to weave, and people got punched accidentally. Someone got hit with a Golden Globe in the head.
Nice.
Yeah,
Tom Hanks speared a guy.
We got the first.
It was Colin Hanks that he speared, but
yeah,
it was his own son.
Yeah,
he gave us the first meme of 2020. It's gonna be wonderful. It's we're setting out on a great wonderful adventure. So, and then we got CES this week as well, and that's gonna be fun. I don't know if you guys are ever into CES, but all the tech news comes out. All the biggest tech for the year comes out then. And one thing that I'm excited about is that there already has been leaks like crazy, and they the leaks so far are like, from my favorite ones have been the 1UP arcades. Leaks abound because they're going to put out cabinets that are pinball machines that have actual actuators in them. They're digital pinball games, but and they're working with Zen Studios, so they're going to be putting all those into a cabinet, and that's going to be fucking so dope.
Nice. Then you can get rid of that piece of shit behind you.
Oh God. Whoa.
Worth it just for the face.
If looks could kill, Doug just got headshotted.
Piece of shit.
Oh man.
Hey, at least his
would be made of real wood though, and not like weird ass like composite.
Do what?
I said at least Jer's will be made of real wood and not that like composite.
Yeah. But I mean they have artwork and actuator. I don't have the actuators. Like these things also have a screen on the backboard as well for the second.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it has everything. They're also doing an NBA, NBA, what's it called? A Jam
NBA,
with online multiplayer.
And it's going to be the three of them. It's Jam Tournament Edition and NBA Hangtime.
Yeah.
Which Hangtime was awesome because that was the one where you can create your own player and you could have like people in like wolf masks like dunking on folks. Like it was fun, man.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It'll be a lot of fun. So there's a lot going on at CES, so check it out. A lot of 8K TVs that no one's going to fucking need.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. When are those going to come down in price? Well, hell, we're barely getting 4Ks
down. Dude, we don't even have 4K, like, fucking television yet. Yeah. Everything isn't even 4K, but TVs have to sell, right? So they need something to push, and they need to, you know, get the whales buying shit.
Yeah.
I got an 8K TV.
It's going to be Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy's buying that so he can play his Xbox 360 games on it.
His custom.
His Soulja Boy system play now.
Hey.
It's like a Switch. It's a ripoff of a Switch, so he plugs it into his 8K television.
Hey, everybody, I got new 8K TVs, and I'm pushing that at CVS.
Hold on. I got to hit that drop real quick. Ready? Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's playing or not.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay, there you go. Now you go.
Hey, Soulja Boy here. Well, what? I'd like to invite everybody down to CVS.
CVS.
I got my 8K TVs in it. Debuting. Also, that new Soulja Boy console. It's all 10K technology. Come down to CVS.
Oh man, he would do that at CVS too. Like it would be some off-brand. Like, oh god, good call.
Oh, it's not in the CVS; it's behind the CVS.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say. I got a tent, right next to my car, behind the CVS.
Selling out the back seat. Hell yeah.
Also, I'll be at the local flea market. You catch me there.
A world tour where he'll be selling.
Yeah, exactly.
You can catch me on a
catch him when he's coming through Kansas City.
National tour of the flea markets every first of the month.
Hell yeah, dude! Flea markets are rad. I'd fucking catch him at that.
Chuck through the chat says instead of GameStop, he calls his tent Game Weight.
Game Weight. Good call. All right. That's a good one.
So. I don't know if you've ever been to, have you ever been to the flea markets here in Texas, like the big ones, Doug? Have you been down to, I forgot what it's called. Ashley took me. Canton. That's it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, I've been once.
It's pretty incredible. I mean, it's all junk, but it's pretty incredible. It's just rows. I once rented one of those old people scooters because I didn't want to walk it. And so did everyone in my crew. And we just rode on those things throughout all of Canton. Because you need it, because it's ginormous, and so we rode around, and I played some of that. They see me rolling, they hate him.
What nerdy?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
what nerdy? Yeah, okay, Weird Al, right?
Yeah. Yeah, of course, original song.
Yeah,
he's gonna be at Dallas Comic Con this summer.
That's dope.
Mm-hmm. That's gonna be dope.
I've seen him live.
What happened?
Like I've seen him live, and he actually goes song to song. He does more wardrobe changes than Mariah Carey, but he does them with each song. So he even does like the fat suit for I'm Fat. He'll come out in it, and like I don't know how fast he could. They have like these little skits in between, so it gives him time to like change and keep it entertaining. But he comes out and it looks just like the old version of it. Like, I don't know how he gets the makeup on so fast or whatever. It's got to be such a push pin thing kind of deal now. But yeah, dude, he puts up for every one, and he always closes out the show now with the Star Wars, whatever the Force. What was it? Episode, the one he did for episode one, where it was American Pie. So he'll close out the show with that, and he'll be all Jedi'd out and stuff. And the bands with him doing the same thing, they'll like they'll change up as well. It's really cool.
That's dope. Yeah,
I've seen him twice. Saw him for that tour, the Running with Scissors tour back in '99. We went for Caleb's birthday.
Nice.
And that was wild, especially when you're like 11 years old, 11 or 12.
You were 11 when you saw Weird Al?
Or 12. I think it was 12.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, what a perfect age to see Weird Al.
For
real. It was 99, so yeah, I was 12.
That's when we all fell in love with him.
Yeah, and then I saw him 2 years ago at Star Wars Celebration. He played the... He only did one show that year. He didn't tour that year. But he did a concert at Star Wars Celebration for the 501st ball that we got tickets to. So we saw him there as well.
Nice.
And it was sick. I called my dad. And I was like, I held up during that Star Wars song.
Yeah.
And my dad was just like, what life do you live? why do you get to do these cool things?
Yeah. So, Jared, you got to go see Weird Al.
I do.
He still tours? Yeah.
I do.
Like,
maybe I'll be able to go with Doug. Till he tells me that he doesn't want to wait.
And then, God damn.
And then he'll die.
And then Weird Al dies.
And then Weird Al dies.
Oh. Yikes.
Well, if you like our banter, if you like what we're talking about, and this is your first time, or if you're a longtime listener and you want to find some links about us, you can on our website at www.the8bitgeek.com. We've got a lot of stuff over there. We've got our list of shows. We've got our Discord where you can connect with other people. We have a wonderful community that does things like game nights, and we do competitions over there. We do a lot of fun stuff. In fact, we want to congratulate Random Hero, who is over on Discord. He's an active member of the 8-Bit Geek family. A wonderful, wonderful human being. And he joined the Get Fit or Die Trying 3 challenge. And I don't know the exact weight that he lost, but he did win the challenge this year. And he won a $200 Amazon gift card. So we just want to send congratulations out to Random. Now, you could be a winner of one of these competitions, but you got to head over to the Discord, because that's where we announce everything. That's where we host it. And so if you're not a part of the Discord community, you're not going to get a chance to be a part of some of these giveaways. So also what we have over there is our Patreon. And our Patreon is a wonderful thing if you're looking for more content. And yes, this is where we peddle for some cash. But we want to give you a lot of stuff in return, and I think that we do that. A lot of people will talk about their Patreons and just kind of give you the base level thing. I see people signing up for Patreon that only get like one or two photos a month of people and one little podcast a month or something like that. We're going to do a daily show, and that's what we do over there called The Diner. You're going to get a show every single day. On top of that, you're going to get extended episodes of The 8-Bit Geek, and you're going to get extra content from 8-Bit Saga. You're going to get it from us and pictures galore, whatever. We try to throw a lot your way for as little as $5 a month. So please, if you want to see this community grow, if you want to see this podcast grow, throw us a bone once a month, $5. It'll go to a great cause. So with that, it is a new month and a new year and a new decade. So we'd like to give a shout out to everybody who is a patron. And so Doug is going to take over now, and he's going to say who is who.
All right, here we go. Oh, Jesus, it's always so daunting. We've got Ryan, Mark, Ed, Lawrence, Scott, Hall, Nathan, Chris, Dravenholt, mandatory username, Cutie, Windress, Lauren, Doug's favorite Brit, Josh C, Random, Snorkel. That is a classic. Sorry. Things started popping up. Kyle, Link, Kevin's lost son, Carmen.
Oh, he's
They've
found.
Had a beautiful reunion lately. Mm-hmm. The Majestic Goose, Brian, Wheatley, Stevie, Tyler, Jonathan, Drew, Floor Salami, Manuel, Michael, Leonard, Zaylin, sorry, Dr. Roxo,
yeah,
Pete, Crush Paradise, Travis, Merrill, Jeremy.
Shout out!
He was waiting for it. Brett, Benny Babs, who I just want to say, I'm drinking. He was my secret Santa this year. I'm drinking some of the coffee he sent me. It's the cookies and cream. Thank you, Benny Babs. It's fucking delicious.
Nice.
Delicious as shit. Yeah.
I didn't see enough of those, by the way. If you're in the Discord, post pictures of what you got for your secret Santa if you participated. Yeah. I'd love to see it.
Who the fuck is Kenny?
Who?
No one knows.
It's not Chad. Robert, Kev makes me hard.
I still have no clue who that is.
It's me. Either. It's me.
Yeah, no such thing as bad publicity.
I'll give you their email address. No. Carl, Joshy, Eric, Linz, Crassy, Lucy, Mado, and the Moose.
Thank you, everyone who participates in our Patreon and gives us those sweet, sweet funds. We appreciate you. Like I said, it all goes back into the podcast. We don't take a dime for ourselves. Although,
I wish we did.
Although, we have been. Oh my God, what? Did. I was going to make a joke, but then you just rustled right in.
He's like, no, this is for real. I got shit to pay off.
I got bills to pay. My son broke his arm this week. I'm going to have. I'm going to have medical bills up the ass.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Top five things you're going to pay off. Number four will surprise you.
Well,
Kev, now you need to go to the hospital so all three of us can have all those bills.
I started that shit in September when I had to go to the hospital for that stupid bullshit to where I'm still paying off just to pay off basically a turkey sandwich and a diet 7-Up. I paid like $1,300.
I bet you won't be eating no diet 7-Up ever again.
Eating diet 7-Up? It'll be a challenge.
Drinking, sorry.
Yeah. No, I mean, I will, but not for that. Not at that fucking bar.
Wait, you got a turkey sandwich at a bar?
No, it was at the hospital. They gave me a wrapped up turkey sandwich and a can of Diet 7-Up and my medical bill because I used the ER because I was worried. They ran no tests. I mean, they ran like a blood test. And it came out to like $1,300.
Yeah, that was all sandwich.
That's what I said. That was the most expensive ham sandwich and diet 7-Up I've ever had.
Wait, now it's a ham sandwich. Are you?
Or turkey. It was turkey. It was definitely turkey because I didn't enjoy it.
How does someone not? Oh, yeah, that's right. Never mind.
You know
let's
me, I'm
not
a ham boy.
Let's not get into this. God, we are going to just.
I'm a ham boy. Kevin W. Ham boy.
Hi, I'm ham boy.
I'm ham boy. That is now your online moniker from now on.
Yeah,
no.
You might know me of my famous duels with my arch nemesis, Turkey Man.
Turkey Man and Ham Boy have been battling for
That's
eons.
A one shot I want to see.
Yeah,
let's get that going.
They started out as friends and companions, but
oh my god! But the holidays split them into mortal enemies. Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
Where now it's, yeah.
Hamboy was trying to take over when he was invited to Christmas one year. Or to Thanksgiving,
no,
sorry.
Thanksgiving.
It was to Thanksgiving.
No. It was just an awkward Thanksgiving. Like the turkey was like super right wing and the ham still like real left wing, so it divided the family. And then gravy brought everyone back together though. Good old Gravy Gary. Gary Gravy.
Gary comes in and bathes everyone.
Yeah, dude. He takes care of everyone and everyone's happy.
The true fucking superhero of our story is Gravy Gary.
I like Gary Gravy better in that you have him be not a superhero at all, but just Joe Blow. Just kind of regular guy.
Oh my
name's
God.
Gary Gravy.
And he's just cooking up that gravy like all day.
Yeah, this is Mama Gravy's famous gravy recipe.
Mama Gravy. Yeah, it ain't that powdery bullshit.
Yeah, this is the real thing. And he's like, and the trick is that you use both ham and turkey stock.
Wait, no. Gravy Gary or Gary Gravy has got to be the actual supervillain. Because in order to make the gravy, he has to kill turkeys and hams.
That's a fucking... And he's Thanos over here. It must be done.
Mm-hmm. So...
And everybody will enjoy my gravy and gravy alone. Snap. No more hams. No more turkeys. Suddenly, it's Thanksgiving and Christmas,
they didn't get
dusted,
and people, they got basted.
Yeah, and no one's putting gravy on their turkey and ham now. Now they're putting it on their pizzas and whatever else you eat on, would eat otherwise. God,
gravy
Chinese food,
fucking gravy shakes.
Oh, okay, you lost me there. You had me with gravy pizza because I was like, I'll try it. Yeah. Gravy shakes,
like,
nah, son.
It's Christmas time. Time for the tamales. With gravy.
I'll try it. I wouldn't put it like wait, are we talking the white gravy? Talking the like the turkey gravy or the what is it?
Like the brown
country
gravy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you're like, "You know what? I think I want a sundae." And they're like, "Oh, what kind of toppings? We have brown gravy and we've got brown gravy." And that's all you get.
Wow. What a world to live in.
Damn. Gravy and nugget sauce?
As a nugget sauce. So you dip your
nugget sauce.
Gravy.
Oh my gosh, I've never tried that, but Chud Fu is saying that it's great.
I can see it. Think about like those disco fries. You're at the fries in like a brown gravy. Yeah.
I love that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Get that poutine going. Damn, I love me some poutine.
Yeah, Poutine Paul comes visiting from the north.
Poutine Paul!
Bringing gifts from the north.
Poutine
like,
Paul.
I don't understand like why y'all are friends. Thanksgiving is in October.
Yeah, happy Boxing Day.
Because he's Canadian.
Paul. Poutine Paul and Gary Gravy team up to form the ultimate fucking bad guy team. And he's like, "Hey, Gary, throw some of that fucking gravy on me, bro." And then he just dumps it on him.
Oh,
and
God.
Now you got weaponized French fries.
Weaponized. Weaponized deliciousness.
And they just absolutely destroy Ham Boy and Turkey Man.
Oh, man.
And they separate them completely. And that's how we've come to only have turkey on Thanksgiving. And then that's why we only have ham on Christmas. And everyone stays pretty happy until you have someone like Kevin come along who just fucks everything up and tries.
I'm the Joker of this universe.
Tries to.
Some people just want to see the world burn.
There was order, and every once in a while, Poutine Paul's going to come down and smack you in the face with his gravy fries.
Just lay the smack down. That's what Poutine Paul would do. God damn it. We've created a food verse.
And I'm okay with it, man. I want to see this.
I'm ready for Netflix to greenlight it.
I want to see someone to animate this shit. Oh, God. All right. So every week we like to have a little fun before we get into the news. That was it. We do like to read off some fun stuff from Amazon. We got some Amazon reviews.
I really had to think about how we got there. I was like, how the fuck did we get here?
It was a journey.
I had to play all of that back from the beginning. It was about Patreon.
Did we ever? Okay, we finished the list at least.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
We still don't have a name for our Amazon reviews. Some people have thrown some stuff at us. It didn't stick. So if you have an idea, a catchy name for Amazon reviews, a segment that is nameless, send it to us. You know, it's been a few weeks since we started this, a few months, a few years. So send us your names. With that, Doug, you've got the first one. What you got?
There's no title on this one, so that one's definitely for leggings.
Yeah, it's for leggings.
Okay. I'm gonna have my friend come in and read this one.
Oh, okay.
Because I think it'll make it funnier. So come on in, Sean.
Yeah.
What's up, fellas?
Hey,
Sean, back. What's going on?
Oh, not much. Just buy some new leggings, you know, it's new year, new me, you know, trying to get fit or die trying, am I right? So, you know, I got some leggings to go to the gym and whatnot, and, well, let's just say, who designed these?
Why? What's going on?
Well, so first and foremost, verified purchase here, 2 out of 5 stars, right? Just a little bit about me, so you know, kind of what I'm working with here. My height is 5'3".
Okay.
You lied on your brawl receipt.
You also lied on your dating sites as well.
I have a driver's license and everything. My weight is 160 to 165. Mm-hmm. Depends on, is it Thanksgiving or not? Did I eat the gravy or did I not eat the gravy?
Did you pour the gravy?
No. So, who designed these? These leggings are fantastic.
Nice.
They are soft and cozy and came highly recommended by my mom.
Who we've never heard you talk about.
That's true. It's hitting origin story here.
I don't know why that made me laugh so hard. Because it's clearly a female, but this is Sean, I said it would make it funnier, and it did. It killed me already. They were everything I had hoped for and more. Until the fleece lining magically disappeared in a very uniform stripe down the middle front and middle back, and is no longer opaque.
Oh, no.
You guys, I'm a barista. I've been down a lot.
You read ahead.
This is the hardest I've seen Doug.
This chair's making me laugh hard. Oh fuck! Oh no! Also, I want to beat the person who wrote this and shake their hand. This is the best thing I've ever read. I've been showing my devil's gate to everyone. People stop talking to me. I've been wearing these for months. My donut emoji. In which case, I'm talking about my asshole has been on display since October. This is my nightmare before Christmas. In conclusion, these MFers are cozy as fuck, but don't trust your booty with them. You will ugly cry in the walk-in freezer.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Oh man, how do you follow that up?
Yeah, have fun.
Yeah. Well, if you're bringing in a classic, I gotta bring in a classic.
Oh boy,
somebody left the window open.
Oh, god damn it!
Oh, yay!
Hey, what's going on? Okay,
oh, what's up, Marky?
Hey, Marky,
is that Sean?
It sure is.
Sean, what's going on, man?
Not much.
Hey, is that Kev?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Kev, what's going on?
Oh, you know, things and things, you know, 2020.
Yeah, does your butt match your head yet?
Don't know how to answer that.
Are you hairless everywhere?
Not everywhere, my friend.
Okay, well, listen, I want to tell you guys.
You'll get the Patreon photo soon.
I want to tell you guys about a product that I just bought.
Okay.
It's from the Amazons.
From the website or?
Well, the Obviously, the forest. That's what they based it off of, okay? Everything's built there. That's what they tell me. Anyways, this is like a top-rated gear, okay? It's like a... It's a Fujinon? 75 to 400 millimeter? T2.8 to like 3.8 Premier PL 15 zoom lens? It's wonderful. It was okay. It's like you attach it to your camera and stuff, to your iPhone, and you take photos with it, like from far away. You could take it. You could take a picture of the moon from like your basement. Anyways, it's $96,000.
Oh my God.
Amazon. Hey, it was worth the homelessness, okay? So I sold my house. I sold my soul to buy this lens, and it was 100% worth it. I'm so glad that I can, like, capture the reality of homelessness. Just the raw emotion of it. It's just lit. That's a new word for 2020.
No.
If I could give this 10 stars, I would. I'm posting this from a public library because, to reiterate, I am now homeless because of this lens. But you aren't a true photographer if you aren't willing to lose everything for your craft. And that's why I'm doing a Fast and Furious movie next. Need to make some money back. That was an expensive-ass lens. Anyway, I hope that you guys have fun, okay? It was good seeing you, Sean.
You too, bud.
Kev, keep your teeth shined, okay?
My teeth?
Gotta go. Bye. Yeah,
I was almost going to tell Happy New Year. I was going to say,
Happy New Year.
Oh, you heard me. Fuck. Okay, Happy New Year, Mark.
Bye.
Yeah, he's hanging from the ledge.
I wanted to bring back Velvet for this one, but looking at it, I don't know if this is...
You don't have to, man.
Yeah, don't feel the need to, but it would be great.
No pressure, but it'd be awesome, but no pressure.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well then, here we go, the Haas family. Velvet Haas. I changed my name over the...
You got married over the holiday season.
Yeah, I took their name. So it's Velvet Haas now.
Aw. We'll miss Jones.
Could be, if you're feeling kinky. This is a top review with a 1 star. This is a verified purchase, by the way. This is reviewed in the United States. Okay. I want to give the exact date of October 18, 2018, just for legal reasons. Now, this thing is a high-tech alternating state baby pisser offer. Now, do you sit around all day trying to find new reasons to piss your newborn off? Now, if you do, and you don't own one of those kajiggers, I'm telling you, you're missing out on a platinum opportunity. I don't know what a kajigger is, but...
Please stop saying that I word. Wish you would stop saying it.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a word that you would want to use in the 2020s there, Haas family.
Well, you did. You wrote it in 2018.
I'm not saying the K word anymore. That doesn't take 2 minutes to achieve fusion or 20 minutes to reach the temperature of polar bear piss. Who the hell knows? Because this thing doesn't have a timer or an auto-off feature. So you spend all your time guessing whether you're going to melt your baby's face or just piss them off with cold formula. Now, it's every parent's dream. All the while listening to your kid cry because they have to wait 5 minutes to get something you could have just made with warm water. Great product.
Great product. God damn. Yours
truly, Velvet Haas.
You know, the funniest thing was... I really wish you would stop saying that word.
Yeah. I've never heard of that word, and I really hope that it's not as problematic as it sounds.
It's probably not.
No, it's not. All right, let's take a look at the top box office this week, where we have Star Wars taking the top position.
Looks like it might be from Futurama.
Star Wars?
No. The thingamajig.
What is it?
The K word.
What is it?
Well, hold on.
We're doing some top-notch research. Nope, don't like it. Don't like it even there.
It's from Futurama. That's what it's from.
And that's why that shows off the air.
They dropped the K-bomb.
They dropped the K-bomb.
All right, Star Wars takes your number one spot for the third week in a row, making $33 million for a total of $450 domestically. And I think it's at like $950 worldwide. They're getting close to a billion. Yeah,
it's going to cross over soon.
Jumanji coming in at second with $26 million. And The Grudge making $11 million.
Woo. Which had, I mean, that's got to cover the movie. I mean, the production, it's a horror movie.
Yeah, but it sucked, dude. Like, people hated it.
Nobody needed it. I mean, you already had two remakes. I mean, you had the Japanese version, then you had the American version, and they were both fine.
The budget was $10 million.
Oh, so it did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They made
their money back.
$1 million off of it.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, it's a win, and that means, you know who produced it, though? It was produced by our boy, who is
Sam Raimi.
Yeah, Sam Raimi.
Oh,
which
why?
I don't know.
It's made 17 worldwide. So.
So I guess he won't. I guess he won't be going broke by buying any lenses anytime soon.
No.
I don't know. I don't feel like it was needed.
It wasn't. We just got those movies last decade.
Mm-hmm. What they should do, I mean, they should try to...
It was a decade before.
Was it?
Yeah, it was 2000.
It was 2000.
Like 2001, yeah.
I was going to say 2003.
Was it 2002? Maybe. Yeah, because it was still when Sarah Michelle Gellar was still doing stuff.
Was The Grudge... Was that the one where she comes out of the TV?
No, that's The Ring.
Oh, yeah. That's The Ring.
Which,
2004.
So in Japan, they actually have like their own Freddy versus Jason, and it's called Ringu Juan, which is The Ring versus The Grudge, and they have the two go after each other in this fucking house. It's awesome, and they have like a subtitled version. But yeah, I would like to see if they're gonna do some crazy shit. I would say bring that to America. But if you could find it, it's a fun movie to watch.
Yeah, 2004 for the Sarah Michelle Gellar version. The original came out in 2002 in Japan, I guess.
Hmm. Nice.
I guess. Is it? I'm assuming Japanese.
Yeah, Juan scared the shit out of me. Like, especially with the cat. Like, the cat meows. Yeah, that too. But, like, after we watched that movie, we went to bed, and I couldn't sleep because of the fucking cat. The cat picked that night to make all the noises, and it sounded like the movie, and it fucked me up.
Well, would me too, man. I can't do that.
Yeah.
Well, let's get back to...
Hey, Sarah Michelle Gellar still does stuff too, you piece of shit. How dare you?
What has she done lately? What has she done for me lately?
She was in Star Wars Rebels, motherfucker.
Yeah. Okay. With her husband.
With her husband. And she was at Star Wars Celebration the same year I saw Weird Al, and I saw her, and I was like, damn, you're still gorgeous.
With her husband.
Actually, he wasn't there.
Oh, so Doug caught a good...
Actually, I think he was there, but I did not see them at the same time. She was at the signing table. Fuck knows where he was. Yeah, because he was there, because when I went to the Rebels panel, he sat right in front of me. And I was
with her husband.
Yeah, I was like, man, he smells really good. Yeah. No, it wasn't him that smells really good. It was Sam Witwer. Sam Witwer was at the end of the aisle, and like he came and he sat in front of us for a second, and then he moved, and it was just like, I can still smell him. He's seven people down.
If you look on YouTube, you'll actually see Doug with his nose pretty close to Sam's body.
No, he just I think he was like, I'm at a convention, I am not gonna be the smelly motherfucker, and I think he just doused himself, because it was like, it was not like a I mean, he smelled nice, but it was just like, god, that is a lot. My eyes are watering, the amount of cologne you have on.
Was it the amount of cologne he had on, or what you were watching on the stage?
This is before the thing even started yet. Because he's the voice of Darth Maul, and so he wasn't in the panel. So he was in the front row, right in front of us, because we were on the second row. So he was sitting right in front of us, watching the panel, because, you know, those were all of his, you know, co-stars and stuff are there.
Yeah. He was sent out early to make people tear up.
Yeah. But then they came down, and they sat down on the front row to watch, because they watched the first episode, and they sat literally right in front of us. So Sabine Wren was sitting directly in front of me, that actress. And I was like, damn, you cute too. I didn't even know.
Why are you in audio? You should be on the big screen.
Yeah, well, she has in a couple of things, but I couldn't really tell you what. She was on a show with Zach Braff for a while. the one about Alex Inc. or whatever, the one where he does the podcasting thing.
Mm. Oh, yeah, she's awesome. Yes.
No.
She's also in The Good Place.
She is. Yeah, she's what's her face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's she's one of the evil.
Mindy or Mandy or whatever her name is.
Oh.
Cindy? I don't know what her name is.
But I love her. She's hilarious. Yeah, I liked the show she did with Zach Braff. I thought it was great. I watched that whole season.
Not The Good Place. The Good Place. Make sure that's her. I'll recognize her name.
It is.
Did you look it up?
Someone link me.
She's from Texas, too, I believe.
What was her character's name?
Mindy.
Val.
Val? No.
Was it Val?
No.
Not Mindy. What the fuck was her name? Vicky.
Vicky.
And yes, that is her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell you, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
She's really funny.
Yeah. Man, she got fucked over in that show. She got turned into a cocoon. Spoilers.
But, like, people get, was it, like, multiple times? I don't know. And it's hard to remember.
All right, let's move on, because we got a lot to get through. We got a ton to get through, and I'll probably have to skip some shit here. But Frozen 2 is now the highest grossing animated movie of all time. Congratulations. You beat yourself, I guess.
Was it any good? Did you guys hear?
I hear that it's great, and it lives up to the hype, and it's just as good as the first one, if not better. So,
Cool.
We've got a lot of Disney news and a lot of Star Wars stuffy. So let's get through it real quick. Star Wars: The Clone Wars has a season 7 premiere date, and that's going to happen on February 17th on Disney Plus.
Ooh, can't wait! Ooh, I can't wait,
guys. Do you think that I could get through every single season by February 17th?
If you believe in yourself, yes.
Are they like 22-minute episodes?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That should be easy.
I still need to watch it. I need to watch it all. I just saw a ridiculous list that just came out, that a reworked list of episodes that you should watch in order. And I just went, no. Because it's just, it's like, it jumps from everywhere. And it's it's very daunting to be like, all right, I guess I'll watch this. And I don't need to, right? I could still just watch it.
No, yeah, because what they do is like, because they tell you the story of, like, let's say Anakin and Obi-Wan are doing something during this time, and then it's like,
so they just put them together.
Well, yeah, but it's like, well, what was Yoda doing during that time or whatever? So like, when the beginning of the episode with Yoda, like two seasons later, where they're telling that story, because that may play into something else they're doing later that season. Or whatever, it's like it'll show like clips of that, like, you know, this is what's happening, blah 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 blah, and now we're following Yoda, you know, stuff like that. So you don't have to watch them chronologically like that, but you know, it would be like, okay, so this is all happening at the same time, where instead of like, you know, you're like, yeah, I kind of remember that from season two. But it's just one of the things they did, because they're like, oh, we have 1,000 characters, we have 1,000 stories to tell. Well, shit, what was Mace Windu doing during that episode of season four? Well, let's tell you. Season 6. Yeah, exactly. So whatever.
Disney also made a ridiculous amount of money this year at the box office. They earned 33% of all domestic box office gross.
Makes sense.
They shattered international records. So they earned domestically $3.76 billion. At the box office. And then internationally 7.3, and globally $11.12 billion.
Fuck.
Remember that time when it was like, hey, it's March and we just passed $1 billion, and we're like, oh my god. like Infinity War hasn't come out yet. Star Wars hasn't come out yet. Frozen 2 hasn't come out yet. Like, holy shit. Like, and you're already at $1 billion, and we're like, man, I can't wait to see what it is at the end of the year. So that $12 billion, you said?
Yeah.
Woo! Worldwide. That's $1 billion a month. That's $1 billion a month.
They can't, like, how do you top that? You can't top that. You can't.
No.
Let's see. WandaVision is coming in 2020. It was set to come out in 2021, but I'm pretty sure they went, oh, shit, we really need some more content this year. because of the hit that we need to keep it coming. That Mandalorian.
People canceling after Mandalorian.
That Mandalorian, we need something to feed these people. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to get that this year, which is going to be great. And hopefully it'll be around Christmas time. Because I don't want to wait a whole bunch of time.
Yeah, I know. I kind of feel the same way with, like, people are speculating that they're about to start Obi-Wan because of how Ewan McGregor looked at the Golden Globes.
Oh, he's definitely growing out his hair.
He's definitely growing out his hair, for sure. He didn't have a beard, but...
That could be grown in, like, a week with him.
Yeah, apparently it doesn't take a long time to grow a beard in, according to him. So, it's just... But it's one of those, like, man, like, I know it's not going to come until after season two of The Mandalorian, but it's like, man, y'all better fucking hurry. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We thirsty.
We are so thirsty.
Yeah, because you blew our socks off with The Mandalorian, so you've got to... I mean, people like that stuff more than your movies.
Our socks came off, but now we want our pants off.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Okay. And then with Obi-Wan, I want my shirt off.
Mm-hmm.
That's Obi-Wan Kenobi, and the Kenobis have a history of taking their shirts off.
So I take my shirt off.
Sorry. That's something that you guys will hear in 8 months.
Yeah.
It goes, oh, you like those? You like these abs?
Damn, it's so inside and no one else knows.
Yeah, no, this is a joke just for the people at the soccer table. Sorry, everyone else.
Ryan Reynolds is coming back, guys, as Deadpool for Deadpool 3.
What? Pole? Got a job at Marvel?
Hell yeah.
Windrus.
So Deadpool 3 is coming. They've officially announced it. That's wonderful that they're going to make it. It'll probably still be under the Fox name, so that way they can make it R without disturbing the Disney, you know, family-friendly brand. So that's going to happen, which is going to be wonderful. And finally, in the movie news, Colin Farrell has been confirmed as the Penguin for the Batman movie, which I said is so strange. Maybe he'll do a good job. But I was really like, Josh Gad was really going after the role, and I was like, oh, he'd be great for it. Mm-hmm. And he didn't get it. And Colin did. So we'll see how he does with it.
Maybe that movie going, like, a Gotham way, like how they, because Penguin was skinny in Gotham.
Yeah, they could do it like that. They could definitely do it like that.
What movie was it where he had like the bald cap on with the stringy hair and
Horrible Bosses.
Yeah, he looked pretty gross in that. I mean, I could see them doing something.
He looked
like
pretty
that.
Scummy.
Yeah,
yeah, he was the guy.
I like
the
boss
him a lot. Coke.
Yeah, I like him a lot. So that could be fine.
Yeah, he was in Horrible Bosses. He did look fucking weird. Yeah, he can pull it off. Why not? He can pull it off.
I love when they spilled out his Coke and they put it back in there with like toenails and whatever else was on the floor. It was so fucked up.
Also, like, I'm looking at this picture of him and I'm like, yeah, I could see them Danny DeVitoing him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I could see them like doing like that sort of look.
Like,
but
yeah.
I know they're not going to. I know they're not going to go like a Tim Burton-y Batman.
No.
But at the same time, like, I can see it.
So Dell has come out with a concept portable, which essentially they said, hey, Nintendo, you won't make a powerful one? We will. And they made a ripoff of the Switch for portable PC gaming. This thing looks dope as shit, though.
It does.
It has the detachable controllers that go and slide into to make a big controller like the Switch. It has buttons exactly like the Switch, and the goddamn UI looks like the Switch.
It does. Yeah, this looks like they just straight up, like, they Soulja Boyed the Switch.
This thing is it's got
even the controller attachment.
It's got an 8-inch screen. You can dock it to a TV. It's powered by Windows 10, and it'll be under the Alienware moniker. It's saying it'll hit somewhere above 30 frames per second, and they say that it's significantly larger and heavier than the Switch.
Makes sense.
And let's see if there's any other information on it. There isn't. But if you look at the concept photos, and it's on display at the CES, so it's crazy. So I don't know, maybe they do make it, but it's definitely someone's going to get sued.
Yeah, it's, I was going to say somebody they and you know Nintendo don't mess around when it comes to shit for copyrights.
But this shit, it looks like it can power everything up to Mortal Kombat 11 for on the PC, awesome. Which it, you know, if that could happen, it could be a contender.
That'd be, I mean, depending on the price point, I'd like to see the price point on that.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely like, I take my Switch everywhere. Like, you know, they're like playing it in bed. So, I mean, if I can have one that is even more powerful, fuck yeah. I'll take
$800.
It.
I'm sure it's going to, yeah, I'm
just like, oh, what? Boo. Nope.
Yeah. Yeah, but no. I do love my Switch. Man, Nintendo finally knocked it out of the park to me. Like, yeah, I love
it. Yeah, me too. We just haven't been on this.
Turn it off. No,
you're gonna blow it.
We are on a show.
Yeah, I know, but I just haven't looked at the store in a while. I'm just going to see what's going on.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
y'all keep talking.
Yeah, of course. Okay. We've lost Doug for the rest of the show.
I'm here.
So it looks like a cleaning service has leaked the PS5 dev kit with the controller. I mean, the dev kit's already been out in the wild, but the controller, this is the first time it's been seen. And they left a sticky note that said, please do not share these photos on the internet. What?
As they share the photos on the internet.
As they share the photos. Oh, my God. So, anyways. It looks like a PlayStation controller with a bigger touchpad.
So. Yeah, it doesn't even really look like it. It's just, yeah, more squared off, I guess. It's not rounded at the ends. Yeah.
It's larger. It's definitely longer.
Yeah.
So. And then the...
Hold on. I'm comparing.
How big is it, Doug?
That's what she said. It looks about the same size.
Let's see. Hold
Unless
your controller
the controller
up.
Itself is...
Hold your controller up.
Is that's dusty.
Oh, yeah. Oh no, that's wide. That's definitely wider. Let me see.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It goes right to the analogs. Look at the analogs.
No, it's closer. It's
might closer be closer
to the
on these ends.
Yeah. On those ends, yeah. It is. And you
it
lose.
Looks taller. It
it's
looks
taller as well because
it looks
there's
like
not
all,
as
all the controllers yeah. taller too.
Yeah. This is yeah, it's squared off at the tops. That's what I was saying. Yeah.
So it's a little different, but I'm sure it'll you know be just as good.
Mm-hmm.
Asus, however you like to pronounce it, NVIDIA have announced their first 360 hertz G-Sync monitor because what our eyeballs fucking need it, I guess.
What the fuck?
It's designed
is
for...
Is AK for nerds?
It's designed for esports, I guess, but... I don't know, man.
Like,
I don't know.
I can tell the difference between 60 and 144. I don't think anything above that's going to be like life changing. I don't understand why. And you double that.
You There's say no. that now
until you experience the 360
until you
monitor.
Experience it. Yeah.
I feel like it's going to suck me into a commercial where it's super extreme and there's metal music playing in the background, like a fucking solo. Get my face blown, melted by 360 hertz.
I don't know. So, I'm still sitting over here.
Send us to the, send hey, us those.
I'm going to get burned at the stake for this, but I'm still rocking a 60 hertz monitor.
But I'm on the 4K one, right?
So, yeah, I'm on a 4K, but still, like, I haven't upgraded to a 144 yet, and it's 2020. Yeah, so
It's not a big deal. I don't think it's a huge market anyway. I mean, like, it's not as big as people think. A lot of people are skipping over for 4Ks.
How much do you think that this thing will run? Take a wild guess.
Oh, this one, $1,000.
$800.
I'm going to go $1,200. It's G-Sync too. Like NVIDIA always added their G-Sync. Like it's ridiculous.
I was gonna say like 600.
I'm gonna go 1200.
I'd say 600, but we'll see. It'll be fun to when that comes up. Somebody mark the calendar. Let us know who is right. We got a $600. We got a $800. We got a $1200. Whoever's closest without going over will win a 360 hertz monitor.
Okay.
From them.
From NVIDIA. You will have to contact them.
You will have to contact them on your own and just let them know you by 8-Bit Geek.
How won this?
You just call them up and you're like, hey, I won this monitor. Where do
they're
I collect?
To contact you.
They're oh my God. It'd be so wonderful if they were like, okay. I mean, if you say so.
Yeah. Sounds official to me.
From who? All right.
I mean, I don't remember setting that up, but I'm sure they did.
But we did a bunch of them, so maybe. Okay.
Yeah, just send it out. We'll worry about it later.
Got lost in the shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Vince Zampella is taking over DICE LA. What?
I thought it was Zampanella, but yeah.
Dude, don't correct me. It's Zampanella.
It's not, because there's no N. I made the mistake.
So he's taking over DICE LA. And if you don't know who that is, he's the boss over at Respawn Entertainment. And I guess the recent success of his games will get him a promotion.
He was also on the team that did Modern Warfare and Modern Warfare 2. Like he was part of the good of Infinity War.
No, he owned it. He owned Infinity War. And so then he went off and formed Respawn, and they made a few great games, and you know, you get some traction like that, and now he's going to be taking over DICE, and we'll see what happens there.
Maybe we'll actually get that DICE Star Wars game we were supposed to get originally.
Maybe. 13-13?
Yeah,
bring it back.
Was it that one? Which one was Amy Hennig working on?
That was
13-13.
I don't think it was 13-13. Yeah, she was working on another game. No, she was on the one that was canceled like last year.
Oh, then I don't know that one.
Yeah, she wasn't on 13-13.
Untitled Goose Game.
Yeah, I think it was just an untitled Star Wars game, but I don't remember what studio was making it.
Untitled Goose Game.
Untitled. Oh my god!
He just walks up to Vader and goes, "Honk."
I would 100% love to see that reskinned as like a Jawa, just trying to walk around. People are like, get the fuck out of here. Hey, get out of my trash heap. No, you can't scavenge my shit. Yeah. Uchini.
That'll make the sound.
Chad Fu in the chat says, Star Wars Battle Royale. That'll be the next game.
I mean, you're kind of getting that with Fortnite, aren't you?
Fortnite has it right now.
And it is hugely successful.
So it can be done.
So successful that Fortnite made $1.8 billion in 2019.
Because, of course.
And everyone went, oh, shit.
And this
honestly,
is
everybody.
And everyone went, we need a battle. If we didn't need a battle royale before, we sure as shit do now.
God, remember when this first came out and it fucking tanked, like the story mode? And everyone's like, yep, this sucks. And then Battle Royale came out and they're like, yep, this is amazing.
Well, yeah, they only made it better with I guess it's Fortnite Season 2.
Yeah.
Sequel. They made so many improvements and made it so much fun to level up and to get new stuff and all that. I have a blast with it. I play with it with Colin. Mm-hmm. We go duos. It's weird. I've won like 5 times solo, but
awesome.
Cannot win in a duo with my son. He's really dragging me down.
He's dragging you down.
Get good, son.
I'm going to have to.
You'll get this. You're not getting an allowance.
I'm going to tell him. I'm like, if you don't win this round for me, you're grounded for a week. And you're all you can do while you're being grounded is play Fortnite and get better, scrub.
It's like you catch your kid smoking cigarettes, so you make him smoke the whole pack.
That's what my mom did.
You're not leaving this room until you.
Yeah, she sat me down. I was back behind the shed, and trying to smoke a cigarette with a buddy of mine. She brought up me into the kitchen, sat me down, put a full pack in front of my face, and said, "All right, before you can leave, you have to smoke this entire pack of cigarettes." And boy, did I start crying! And I didn't touch cigarettes ever again.
Remember that episode of King of the Hill where they do that to Bobby?
I didn't watch that.
I kind of, and then doesn't Bobby like take it up, and then like Hank takes it up as well. He like he's like, no, that's not how you smoke it.
Yeah, well, he's holding it, and he's doing like, and he's like, that's not how you hold a cigarette, boy. It's like you hold it like this, and you go. Just like
yeah.
Just and then you just yeah. That's how you do it. And then, like, yeah, they start smoking again. And then they have to go to, like, Smokers, like, Anonymous. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, why is your son here? And they're like, well, I sat him down and made him smoke the whole pack. And everyone's like, wow, you're a shitty parent.
Oh, my gosh. All right, that's it for our show. That's it. We're done. But stay tuned, because we have the after party in the hotel lobby. So stay tuned after the show. You can ask us some questions. Give us your cues so that way we can fill you with our A's. Until next week, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
And we'll see you. Lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.